It's 29 March, 2024. Friday. And I'm humbled. CJ, I'm humbled.
You don't normally hear that. Words I would never thought I never thought I would hear. Give me more on that.
You'll find out after we have a quick conversation about the things we have going on today. Because we just did an interview with Dave Lyons, who is a member at Neshadik, and the Folds of Honor. Hold on. Please. And the Folds of Honor. We're doing a podcast. All right, Kenny Gates just gave me the finger. I have no idea why. And we're doing a podcast here. And we're talking about the Folds of Honor, which is an American institution. And by the way, there's going to be state police here. You're welcome. Anyway, you're going to hear that in its entirety after we finish here. But, CJ, how are you today?
I'm feeling pretty good. Very moving middle segment that we just recorded with Dave. Participating in Folds of Honor is going to be a great day. It's going to be an emotional day. Come hydrated. There will be some tears. But there's some really cool stuff that's going to happen there, including a World War II era flyover, a Sherman tank, and during the round, a Massachusetts State helicopter is going to do a flyover. So you can, if you're on a par three, you can try to, you know, maybe try to tag a helicopter with a golf ball.
It just sounds like an amazing day.
Yeah.
CJ, the two major sponsors are Anheuser-Busch and Tito's. That's all you need to know.
I know. I figured you'd be stuck on that.
Yeah, I'm stuck on that.
This is also benefiting members and military members and their families of those who've been seriously injured or killed in action in the line of duty. So you know, it's obviously for a great cause. We have a foursome signed up, and I'm hoping that from this community we can get more participants in the golf, or if not the golf, as volunteers or as providers for auction items.
Well, it sounds to me like it may already be sold out.
Yeah, well, once people find out that one of the auction items is getting to drive the Sherman tank, everyone's going to want to be there.
That's not an auction item. We already that's nailed true. That down.
No, yeah, there's no
you, bid. Me, and Marston, we're going to have to get four. You, there's me, no Marston, bid. Rickenbach are driving that thing down the driveway.
There's no bid I won't go to.
I can't wait for that.
Yeah. Especially if Tito's is sponsoring.
CJ, and more mundane news. You know when you make predictions that sometimes you make them and you feel great when you're right, like when I made the prediction before the playoffs that the Chiefs were going to win the Super Bowl?
Yeah, whatever.
Okay. Sometimes you make predictions and it sucks that you're right, like when I said to you over 2 months ago when we realized we had 16 guys going to Innsbruck that someone would drop, and someone did. And who was that, CJ?
Just as, you know, making the analogy to football, just as you wrought your stink all over the Detroit Lions by claiming victory at halftime in the NFC Championship game, you put a curse on me and my sciatic nerve that has incapacitated me for that tournament, and Johnny Bassett is, in fact, taking my place.
He is indeed, and he was circling like a fish, yeah. Like a shark, waiting for someone to drop, and we didn't expect it to be you.
Yeah,
but thank you for that reservation at Burns. We can't wait.
It's going to be awesome. I'm sad to miss it.
Also, did you not order a van that you were going to drive around? Now what do we do?
You're screwed now.
Okay.
Okay. I don't know. I don't know anyone I would trust with that van.
Right. But it does. Do we still have the van?
No, I cancel it.
You can't. Okay.
Cancel that. And boy, do you have a surprise waiting for you at Burns.
Well.
No, you don't.
CJ, guess who we have here today? Well, forget Dan Lyons. I mean, Dave Lyons. Forget Dave Lyons. But we do have a secondary guest, or tertiary, however you want to look at it.
I see Brian Smith right in front of me.
We have the head pro, Brian Smith. Brian, how are you today?
I'm great. Thanks for having
me, guys.
It's
great to see you. Look great, Brian. Are you ready for the season?
I am ready.
Are you ready to have your ass kicked at Innsbruck?
I'm feeling pretty confident that team...
In your
team? My team's going to play well.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay, you're the only one. Now, I've talked to the rest of your team, so that's not good. Had you had CJ, you might have had a secret weapon, but you no longer have that secret weapon.
Certainly miss him, right. And we will do our best to honor his name.
We, Brendan Driscoll and I took one player right out of the equation on Wednesday night. We took the Saugus Slammer, Bill Crooker, out of the equation. He's no longer useful to you. You know, outside of that, I mean, Dean Queso, he's got a very low handicap, and he has been playing a lot of golf. And then you got, you know, you
we
got
have Angelo, myself.
Angelo always makes Toyas. Me nervous,
Tom
but
McCormick.
He,
we have John Toyas.
Do have, they have Toyas, but
we
McCormick
have a
is
heck of a team.
McCormick's a lightweight, right? You got Boudreau, who can miss 3-foot putts. So yeah, it's gonna be hard for you guys.
It's a solid team.
Okay. All right, well, we're looking forward to it.
You very casually glossed over a Crooker story, it sounds like.
Yeah, I can't get truly, I can't, it's been suggested to me it's not a good idea to get into it, but just know that his new nickname is the Saugus Brawler. Oh. And he owns a pair of brass knuckles, from what I understand. So, yeah, sometimes things are not as they appear, let's put it that way.
Okay.
CJ, I understand.
I'm left with more questions than answers.
No, I understand. Maybe I don't know. let me get through this trip first, and hopefully I don't get beat up with brass knuckles, and then we'll see if I can tell the story. I understand that the tournament... Now, first of all, Brian, before we jump into our tournament, we did announce your tournament, or your ongoing seasonal thing. Do you have a name for it?
We're thinking the Cornish Cup.
The Cornish...
He was the designer of the golf
course.
Is
that because McGavick Cup is already taken?
Correct.
Or? Okay.
Yes.
What about the CJ Cup?
So the Player of the Year race will
Cornish
be
Cup? What is that? What is that?
Jeffrey Cornish was the designer of Nishotic.
Oh, I didn't
so
did know that.
Using his name.
I did. You have to get that History of Nishotic book from Brian's office.
Is yes. there such a thing?
Yeah. When we hit our Jubilee in 2010.
It's a book? There like that's book available on Amazon, or is it something that was put together here?
It was put together by the
Oh,
book.
Okay. All right. So, the Cornish Cup, I like it. And I assume the details of it haven't been ironed out yet?
Correct. We're pretty much through it. It'll be all the major events for the men.
Plus the other things we talked
men's
about.
Men's opening day.
Like Nooners,
spring
and stuff like that.
The Nooners, the Summer League, the Invitational, Club
the
Championship.
The member threes?
The Labor Day member, the four-man. Not sure on the guest days yet. That's
only
the
because
we haven't included those.
Because you are, the whole goal is to increase participation.
Correct.
Well, that one
we
seems
might,
to sell out,
more
right?
of a club event. It's been very successful, so we may leave that off.
Okay, that member three is, those are really well attended.
Mark and myself are working on the points. On how,
right, like how
on,
you get,
on
right.
how to
okay.
allocate the points.
Okay.
But we're just about finalized with everything now.
All right. And you've had a golf meeting since we last spoke, right?
Yes.
And are there any new revelations?
I have notes from that meeting. I can pull them up. This is why we like to do agendas beforehand.
Well,
Scott.
I just know. I'm not. I mean, just something that off the top of your head was like, wow, this is going to be.
I mean,
cool.
From the golfing meeting, I was really impressed with the special committee update and how much they've looked into alleviating flooding down the line and looking at a comparable club in Dedham, which is actually lower relative to their water table than we are. And we've hired the same firm that they worked with to do an assessment on our course of what a project would look like of
right.
a similar, you know, in a similar light, and it's I think a very reasonable price for them to go around and make suggestions and, you know, talk about potential budgeting points for a lot of remediation measures.
But of course, I mean, it's not going to help us this year. Nothing is going to help us this year other than better weather.
Yeah, but I mean. It gives me a great peace of mind to know
great.
That
yes,
there's
course,
a there's
yeah.
a
right.
potential for
yes.
for solving the last couple of years of rain. I think if we have, you know, catastrophic once in a century rain again, it, of course probably still flood, not quite the level of a few years ago.
Right.
But it makes the future of the course quite viable in my mind.
Did you bring up the subject that you were told to bring up?
No,
you did not. Even
no,
you were
we had
told
two,
to do it. Not by me, but by the president of the club. Told
he
me
didn't,
to bring
he
it up.
Didn't tell me. I thought you were sabotaging me.
Well, that's fair. I mean, good for you.
You're like, Scott says, you know, the president told me that you should bring up the fall of the committee.
I did.
I'm like, maybe if Josh
right,
told
so,
me directly.
You've already heard this, but I'm going to bring it up again because I had a breakfast with Josh Klimkowitz, okay. And we were chatting about some things. And one of the things we talked about is how the tournament that CJ and I run is one of the few venues that actually puts people who don't know each other together. And a while ago, I'd had a conversation about creating a Thursday night nine-hole ABCD where you can only sign up individually, and you're going to play, you know, from 5 o'clock until whatever, how long nine-hole takes, what, hour and a half, hour 45, yeah, depending on who's playing. And then drinks afterwards, maybe dinner, whatever, you know, in a conference room, almost like a ride, I mean, a twi thing. But you don't get to choose who you play with. You just, if you're the A and you get paired with a B and a C and a D, however the, it works that day. And all you, you know, the only thing you have to worry about from the pro shop perspective is on that day manipulating their tee times,
yeah,
to, correct, you know, close nine holes for that period of time, do a, right, shotgun, get everybody in and out and all of that. So, look, I think it's a great idea. I think it would get participation. And I think, frankly, it wouldn't matter if 10, 20, 30 guys, doesn't matter how many people sign up.
Right.
These will all be people who will get to know each other if they don't already.
Yep.
Thoughts?
I think it's a great idea.
So
we've,
that's what
tried
CJ,
to do that.
I was trying to make CJ a superstar and have him bring it up at the golf committee meeting, but he thought I was going
to sabotage. We've tried to do that in the past, and it didn't work. We tried Saturday morning. We blocked an hour. Signed up as a single.
That didn't work.
We did try the Thursday night. It didn't work.
When did you do that? 3 years ago. Oh, I don't remember that.
We do ABCD in the men's opening day.
That's the full.
I think it's a great idea.
All right.
Yeah.
So maybe maybe we'll run with that.
Something we can
talk
about.
We can call that the CJ Cup.
There you go.
Or the CJ was worried he was going to get sabotaged Cup.
I also think, by the way, in addition to that,
yes,
that a lot of times when I meet new people to golf with, it's not on the course. It's around here socially.
Yes.
So I think even just appetizer mixers for people who are looking for new people to play golf with, it could be
so just like a social event,
more of a social thing. That way, I only have to commit a half hour or 45 minutes of
point.
A day, as opposed to 2 or 4 yeah. hours, and I can meet people. And I know that we're all in the same common thread of we're looking for new people to golf with.
To that extent, I would say this, and I'm going to criticize the Neshadik membership when I say this. Over the course of the winter, I put out emails about coming to Gary's for happy hour, right? And it went out to almost everybody on the in our golf string and everybody on the paddle string. And there were days we would get 10 people in here, and it would go out to 140, 150 people. It's like, you know, everybody says they wanna get to know people, be congenial, but when the rubber meets the road, they don't do it. So I think you have to have a mindset that I wanna meet new people at the club.
Yeah, but if you have a get together with something specific in mind and targeted, then that's going to trigger more of a response than hey, we're just getting together just to get together.
So the idea would be this mixer tonight, and it could be co-ed, right?
Of course.
Is show up if you want to meet people who are also interested in finding people to play golf with.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a great idea. Great idea, but the ABCD thing is a good idea too. So.
Yeah,
also a
good
idea.
That's great.
CJ, let's announce the 2024 flights. There are 27 teams.
Worked out perfectly for scheduling.
So let me ask you this before you start: did we? Because we should have done this, and we didn't. We might have to change it. Although it won't change anything that you're about to announce. But the number one and two ranked teams in each flight should be the guys that made the playoffs last year, instead of just going by handicap. You follow me?
I think that's pretty close, actually.
Already. So it might work out that way?
I mean, the top two in the first flight were the champions and the runners-up.
So that indicates to me, Brian, that playing 12-month lows is going to screw these guys, because those guys won last year because we're playing 12-month lows that they weren't at,
right,
and now they're going to play to those. And the history of this, in my opinion, is that you have that one growth spurt year, right? Like Matt Pastor, perfect example. He's no way he's playing to his 12-month low anymore. I mean, you know, because he put up a couple of scores. Like a guy like Brian Marston, he can't play to his 12-month low. He had a great year last year.
This is the beauty of it. We have parity. Anyone can win it.
All right, go ahead, CJ. Flight one.
Flight one starts with the lowest handicap aggregate in the tournament. Every hole counts.
Last year's
champions. Our defending champions, Rindo, Pastor, Tranquino, and Mellon. Next is Grip It and Sip It, Crooker, Driscoll, Shapiro, and Rickenbach.
Wow.
The most Grip It and Sip It team the in the tournament.
The least liked team. Oh, that was last year. We said that they got angry. We can't say that. All right.
Stroking off Mead with Morrissey, Baldini, Mead, and Adelson.
Adelson. That's okay. He gets angry, but I don't.
Yeah. Red Hot Chili Dippers, McLeod, Halal, Tillery, Gates.
So that's only because of Kenny. Yeah. Kenny brings them down.
Goodfellas, and
would you please be quiet? We're doing a podcast.
Dino, you, and Stutz. That's just
where am I?
It's a meh
team. In the middle,
right in the middle of flight one.
Yeah, a meh
team. as far as I know, an unnamed team, but some really good players here. Patrick Morley, Chris Sacco, Sam Deere Bakerly, and Jason Currier.
They haven't named themselves yet.
Not that I know of.
Okay.
Mick Wagner is with McPherson, Wagner, McGrory, DiRigo. Karma is a bitch. Ricky St. Jean.
They're in the first flight.
Jonathan Halal is with a .6.
Yeah, that's that. Halal is Peter, killing them.
Pete Foley with a 12. Mark Morrison with a 4-7. Oh,
that's your bottom team.
No. The bottom team is from flight two last year getting promoted. The four-letter name dudes.
Oh, they're screwed.
Mike Phillips, Owen Griffin, Bill Ward, and Nick Chunius.
Screwed.
All right, flight two. This is an all-star team. Drawshank Redemption, Mark Shields, John Coakley, Dave Winchell, and Sherwin.
That's the number one team?
Yep.
Well, flight two.
Number two team.
This is a dramatic drop to flight two.
Number two team is going to shock you.
Okay.
The Putt Pirates.
I love that
Doyle.
Name. Yeah.
Brian Scacera, Tyler Maruca, and Andrew Lilly.
I saw Patty Doyle in the parking lot yesterday. I invited him to the podcast. He is an absolute no-show for the podcast.
I saw him a minute ago. Yeah, he said he couldn't go.
No interest.
Three guys, one rod. We got Malitsky, Jason Joseph,
Shorewitz. They're good.
They were flight one last year. Yeah.
How'd they drop?
And people are getting better.
Is it the same four guys?
I don't know.
Who is it?
Malitsky, Joseph, Gorwitz, and Amato. I think it's the same guys.
It's exact same guys.
Yeah, well.
They're terrible.
Things have changed.
All right.
Party for Four, Heatherman.
Yeah, they're terrible.
The Delaguy and Mike McClain.
It's the plural of Delagas? Yeah, Delaguy?
The Delaguy.
That's good.
Yeah. Jockstraps, Kenneth Seastrand, McGrath, Conan Reed,
Johnny
Freeman.
Oh, they
John
fell
Freeman.
In the second flight?
Yeah.
That's a tough start. Johnny Freeman in the second flight.
Hosel Rockets, LaCamera, Lions, Lee Reynolds, and Brian Howe.
Okay.
Two more teams. The James Gang, Boudreaux, Jesse, Bill Scheid, Tony Perella.
They're terrible. Scheid
is
new.
One, Winter Booze, Pete Robinson, Garo McCallion, Mullen, and Joel Gagne.
It might be McCallion.
That's right.
And McCallion. It's Gagne.
Gagne?
Yeah, he's all upset.
Well, I just think of Eric Gagne. I know,
but the problem is he has his own way of pronouncing it. He wants you to pronounce it his way. I'm like, all right, go. All right, easy.
Yeah.
But anyway. That's a terrible second flight. Well, so I can't imagine what's coming up.
Wait till you get to the third flight. this is a flight of hot garbage.
What? We should name the flights, and that's third flight.
Birdies and Eagles, Mark Deere Bakerly, Lou Ferrero, Pete Rizzotti, and John Peck.
They may win that flight because they're competent golfers.
Yeah. S&M times two, Shortell, Marston, Straley, Melander.
That is awful. They should be in flight two.
Work Hard, Swing Harder, Nick Vercoloni, Josh Klinkwitz, Tim Donahue, and Eric Wynn.
So they went literally, because of Scranton dumping.
From one to three. No, two to three. They were in two.
You know, that's good, though, because that's good. And I don't know if Nick's a good golfer or not, but that it's better than having one guy bring you, like the Halal team. They're screwed. Yeah. They're totally screwed. And Halal's not even that good. That's a vanity handicap.
WTF, Kramer, Marty Gomez, John O'Brien, Tom
right where they belong.
Okay, we had Party of Four. Now we have Party of Four spelled differently.
Yeah, I know. I told them they got to change that.
Okay, it's Rojas, Saviano, Martinez, and Poulton.
Yeah, brand new guys.
Locker 91, Steve Michael, Jeff Wilson, Johnny Bassett, Dave Prudente.
I should get some kind of royalties for that name at this point.
Third to last, Master Exploder, myself, Colin Bachman, Sam Schulzinger, and Sean Ring.
The fact that you're third to last with a guy who's a 36 index is astonishing.
Well, it is what it is. tremendous slouches, Tom Lester, Steve Camp, Matt Dallas, Joel Patterson. And coming in at the back, a team yet to be named, and a team yet to break 20 handicap, Greg Chittum, James Anderson, Justin Fishlin, and Channing Ferrer.
Well, you're missing a team.
That's all the teams.
Where's the team with the women?
Oh, I'm missing a team. Oh, no. I missed four balls right in the middle of the second flight.
They're in the flight. They're in the second flight. Yeah, I knew that wouldn't be in the third flight.
I want to save the best team for last. Mike Simula, Raquel Simula, Dennis Reed, and Jennifer Reed.
So, do you know how to pronounce it? I think it's Simula.
Simula.
Reed is easy. So, they're in the second flight.
Yeah.
Okay. That makes sense.
That's a good team.
That third flight is, I mean, this is how our tournament gets shit for slow play, because of that third flight.
We're not slow players.
Not you. I'm not. It's not the event. I said that generically when I shouldn't have.
We've talked about it. It's not the event, it's players. Slow player is not a slow tournament.
Can you say that louder?
Slow player is not a slow tournament.
And we did eliminate some slow players from the tournament this year.
Yeah, two in particular.
So, yeah. This could be, we could be done.
We will continue.
And then the only thing that will be a problem is to twat.
Take it easy. We're not on Fridays anymore.
I know. What are we at now? Thursdays or Wednesdays?
It's a mix.
Oh, Wednesdays and Thursdays?
One Friday.
Oh, one Friday.
At home?
And Thursday, yeah.
Oh, boy.
We couldn't move that one.
Yeah. We'll have that schedule coming out in the next
week. You might want to put out an email to those you know that will be upset. Jesus. Well, CJ, well, job. So let me ask you this. May, have you done the schedule?
Yeah.
Well, I'm not going to go through that in total, but give us maybe two highlights in May. Two or three.
All right. Well,
and none of them will include the third flight, obviously.
You have a tough schedule in May, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
So you guys are playing four-letter name dudes, and
that's
Karma
not tough.
Karma is a bitch.
So all right. So I'm 2-0. We're 2-0 in May. That's awesome.
You have an instant death match in May between my team and Shortell and Marson's team.
Nice.
Colin and I will say, we met Marson and Shortell through this tournament. And after, I think, a 2-year winless streak in the McGavick Cup, our first win came against Shortell and Marson.
I remember that, yeah.
So,
well,
we're very
proud of
that.
Well, it depends if you got Marston, Shortell, Straley, or Melander.
Yeah, so
there's a big difference.
And yeah, we could put Melander and Straley out against like Sean and Sam.
Yeah.
Oh, Sam, I was on the driver.
I would notify Brian of that first.
Yeah, yeah.
That one's going to be.
Might want to have them go out last. No, but man, I went to the range with Slam and Sammy Schulzinger. He's been working with McKenzie all winter, and his swing is looking good.
Okay.
So I think one of those guys who's going to go.
Well, so is Pat Doyle, and that hasn't worked out too well. So.
We haven't seen Sam, so it's been awesome.
I know Sammy's there.
Our defending champs start out with, what's their name? Oh, every old counts. Who? Karma is a bitch.
Ugh, they'll beat them.
And Red Hot Chili Dippers.
Yeah. Yeah, that's going to be interesting. I would say next week, or next time we do the podcast, CJ, we're going to do predictions.
Yeah.
All right? Because this is brand new. By the way, first time I've heard this was as you read them off. So we'll do predictions once we absorb. So you'll put that out. We'll put that out to the group.
Yeah.
Maybe over the weekend.
Yeah.
But very excited. Very excited. See how this is how efficient our tournament is, Brian. It's not even April and we're done. All the money is collected, the schedule's in, and everybody knows who they're playing. This is how you do it. This is how you do it now. Never mind.
I'm done for the whole year.
We're done?
I'm ready.
We're done. Any thoughts on, so we can still do the thing where Nooners we can play tournament matches, right? Well, now we've changed to Nooners, so you can play with it. Right. And, oh boy, it's getting loud in there. We have a podcast going on.
I'm sure the three
listeners. Is there a business center here?
CJ, that was great. Thank you for doing that so quickly. Anything else, Brian?
Nope, I'm good.
CJ?
I can't wait.
No, I think we should transition into our discussion with Dave Lyons and the Folds of Honor event, which we have signed up for and are ready to rock.
We
sponsored by Tito's and Bud Light.
Unbelievable. We have a great foursome.
Yeah.
That is just over 2 months away, and I'm totally
looking forward to it. We're still waiting for the fourth Rickenbach did not commit.
Oh, they just committed?
No.
All right. Oh, right. He said, I never know where I'm going to be and all that. I got two more things for you. Sorry, before we close. Number one, the D3 paddle team won the championship of whatever league or division we're in.
That's huge.
On Monday night.
Congrats.
7-2 in the end.
Huge.
We beat Weston. So,
is it a dynasty at this point?
Well, we won 2 years in a row. We're going to have to move up a division. Next year will look completely different.
Mm.
But yes, it was big. It was big. And the second thing, CJ, we're putting together a dream team for the fishing derby. Are you in?
I don't even know what that is.
There's a fishing derby. Since we can't play golf, we're going to be fishing. Now, the only problem is I brought my fishing pole into practice, and it doesn't fit in my locker. So I don't know where to store that. But are you in? We're going to be the ultimate fishing team. We're putting together a team. There's a derby on, when is that, 24 April?
Yeah, during verification week.
I feel like this podcast has devolved to a point that we really have to call it right now.
24 April, the fishing derby. No, this is a thing. You're going to get an email on this very soon. You didn't know about this?
No.
Shattuck is doing a fishing derby. You saw it. You saw this.
No.
Okay, when you go upstairs, if you go upstairs and look at the front desk, there's a sign for the fishing derby. $20 to enter to fish out of pretty much anywhere on the course. You can pull trout off the 10th fairway for $20. So there you go.
Well, thankfully, I'm going to be in Spain during the fishing derby.
Now, is that run by the pro shop, or who's running that?
That is not run by the golf shop.
So that's somebody else running the fishing
derby. Playing golf during the verification week.
Yeah, I don't think so. I don't think anybody's playing golf during the fishing derby. So
not at the Shattuck. We will be playing elsewhere.
Oh, we meaning me?
No, the golf shop.
What does that mean?
Because we're closed for verification.
Right, so we'll get with Sips too, right?
No.
We'll talk. All right, TJ, let's wrap us up and go to Dave Lyons from Air Force veteran.
Yeah.
And soon to be president of the New England chapter of Folds of Honor.
Incredible.
So, CJ, it is rare and maybe even never that you and I get to discuss something important and serious. But today is that day. We have with us Dave Lyons, who is an Air Force vet. Am I correct, Dave?
That is correct.
And
apologies to Eric Rickenbach, but he may be the coolest guest we've had on here.
Oh, by far.
My understanding is that your career is very much aligned with what we have seen in Top Gun, the movie.
A little bit, yes. From an Air Force perspective, I taught it. I went through the Air Force version of Top Gun back in 2004, and then much like the movie, where you get invited to come back, or you know, end of the movie, the first one where, hey, Maverick, what do you think you're going to do next? And he says, I thought about going back to teach. And he goes, God help us, right? Maverick at Top Gun. But I got invited back, the honor to be invited back to teach. And I taught at Nellis at the Air Force Weapons School from 2006 to 2009 before I started the rest of my career.
So, unfortunately, this is audio only, but Dave looks like Tom Cruise.
No.
And are you good at volleyball?
Only with my shirt off, yeah.
So Dave, you and another one of, you're a member at Neshattuck Country Club.
I am.
And we do have listeners that belong to Neshattuck. We have listeners that don't. But you have kind of collaborated with another member, who kind of a longtime member, Chad Wagner, who's a friend of both of ours, and in getting involved in the national organization called the Folds of Honor. But from my understanding and talking to you prior, there is no New England chapter, and you guys are trying to establish that.
That's right. So, you know, taking you all the way back, retired in 2019 in Concord, Mass., and then wanted to get involved with Folds of Honor right away. I've known about the organization pretty much my whole career. It was founded by Dan Rooney, goes by Noonan. He flew F-16s with the Oklahoma National Guard. And I can get into the impact of the story here in a little bit of why Noonan created Folds of Honor, but I always wanted to be involved with it and do everything. You know, my wife and I wanted to do everything we could to give back to, great Americans that have paid the ultimate sacrifice or are disabled and now, in the form of first responders and not just servicemen and women, but to give back in any way we can for, you know, for those great Americans that have paid the ultimate sacrifice to give us the freedoms that we have. And so tried to start to form an organization in 2019, kind of was headed down that path, and then COVID hit and kind of shut everything down. And so when that happened, it kind of went by the wayside. And about 2 years ago, I was walking up to the practice tee at Neshottuck, and I saw Chad Wagner had on a Folds of Honor belt. And I don't see many Folds of Honor symbols up here in the folded flag in New England area. And so I queried Chad into, hey, tell me about that. Where'd you get that? What's your story? And Chad told me how he and MJ disappeared to Houston, you know, during the winters, and they're very involved in the South Texas chapter, which is, believe it or not, become the foundation of our event here in terms of supporting us from a national Folds of Honor perspective.
Wow. So. And you have on a tremendous golf shirt, Folds of Honor. I assume Siege and I are getting one of those.
These are will be part of the swag package, depending on the sponsorship as we move forward. It's we can talk a little bit more about that as we go along, but it's, we are building a day, and Chad and I, you know, again, we've been planning this for about 18 months, but from day one, we wanted to create a day that is all about fellowship, camaraderie, and patriotism. People that participate in our day are going to walk away moved people, and they're going to want to be a part of this organization moving forward and part of this event, you know, as we move forward here in New England with a Folds of Honor presence.
I love it. Just to be clear on when money is generated within the Folds of Honor, does it go to living veterans or their families of veterans who have passed, or both, or, and how is that all determined?
Yeah, absolutely. So the national chapter controls, you know, all of the scholarships. There's 36 Folds of Honor chapters from coast to coast and border to border. And back to your, you know, initial question, there is no, until very recently, there's no Folds of Honor chapter north of New York City and east of Albany. And so Chad and I sat out on a charter to correct that. There is since a Boston Folds of Honor chapter as of about 2 weeks ago, and we'll move forward to, you know, to be that presence here in New England as we go. This will be the first golf event for any New England Folds of Honor presence that I'm aware of, and certainly the national chapter is aware of. Any money or proceeds that are delivered from these events, Folds of Honor takes pride in 90, they say 90% of all the proceeds go to direct to the scholarships that they provide. It's actually 91%.
That's great.
Folds began in 2007, and since that inception date in 2007, they've given away 52,000 scholarships.
Wow.
You know, totaling, I think I wrote it down, 250 million across all 50 states. I mean, just an incredible impact. And if, you know, one of the most moving commercials I've seen lately. So Noonan, Dan Rooney is on a Budweiser commercial. Anheuser-Busch has been a big partner of Folds of Honor for many years. And he's sitting there holding a can of Budweiser in Busch Stadium, you know, where the Cardinals play in St. Louis. And he says, hey, in 2007, and he's looking around, right? It's an empty stadium. You know, we set out to make a difference in people's lives. And today we can more than fill this stadium with the number of scholarships that we've given out.
You know, that's great.
It's pretty impactful.
That is awesome. But, it really is.
So to answer your question, the Folds is about, you know, meeting sacrifice with hope, and does so by providing educational scholarships to the spouses and the children that are left behind. Okay. From those that have either paid the ultimate sacrifice or are disabled.
Got it. Okay, that's excellent. Good. Thank you for the clarification.
Yeah.
And then, good to know.
Out of curiosity, for this particular event that we're holding in Neshottuck, is there someone specifically designated for that event, or is it that goes into aggregate to future recipients?
Yeah. Yeah. Like, will it go to people in New England?
Yeah, okay. Absolutely. So great question. And our goal, again, based on the focus to create camaraderie and fellowship, is specifically for New England. We are part of the day, and I'll get into the day's events here in a second, but probably the most important part of the day are the 18 great Americans that we've chosen to honor, one on each hole. And we're going to have volunteers on each hole that are going to tell the stories and the testimony of that great American and how they paid the ultimate sacrifice to provide the freedoms or the securities that we have, and to be able to, you know, enjoy and partake in a day like we're planning. So at the end of golf, you're going to hear 18 stories of great Americans, right, that have paid that ultimate sacrifice. And if that doesn't, you know, move you to the importance of the day and the camaraderie and fellowship that we're gonna partake in, then I don't know what will. But those 18 are New Englanders that we've chosen, first responders, servicemen and women. And to give you a couple of examples, I literally just got off the phone about an hour ago with Kim Gallagher, who's the mother of Jake Geller, Staff Sergeant Jake Geller, who was killed in the East China Sea on 29 November of this past year. He was part of the crew of a CV-22 that crashed off the coast of Japan, and he's from Western Mass. And so our intent, and the reason I talked to Kim a short while ago, was to invite her and her family, Jake's wife Ivy, and then son Malcolm and son Killian, who was 7 weeks old at the time of his passing. Killian was. Malcolm's now 3 years old. But our intent is to have Ivy, Malcolm, and Killian here. And part of the reception event in the evening, we're going to provide them a ceremonial check presentation. You know, clearly when the time comes and they're ready to use this educational scholarship, they'll have to go through the application process. But the intent is to show immediate impact that we're having on the community, and to present them with that ceremonial check presentation as a commitment of Folds of Honor to their education. And again, to honor the sacrifice of Jake and educate the legacy, which is, you know, his family that is left behind.
That is impactful stuff right there. It sounds like it's going to be a great day.
The day is going to be absolutely incredible. And, you know, if I could take a few minutes to kind of walk through
the
events.
Yeah, let's talk about, I assume, CJ, we're doing this?
Oh, yeah, we're having
a
foursome.
Are we not in?
No, you
are Ryan, we already out?
You, Marston, and I are in. I'm gonna put it out there to listeners that within the next 24 hours after this goes live, email me if you'd like to be the fourth. I'll draw your name out of a hat. It's on me. Your spot is on me.
Wow.
So just email me if you would like to play around with Marston and me, and you can tolerate Scott.
Wow. And have a chance to win. Is it true, Dave, that if you win this tournament, you get to go Mach 10 in the jet?
Well, how about this? So aviation is going to be a part of the day, and I'll walk through the day's events here in a second.
All right, let's do it now. This is too good.
But there is going to be a Sherman tank on the premise. That's going to fire.
Operational?
Operational. That's going to fire a blank round to signify the start of the shotgun start. And so cover your ears.
Holy moly.
Don't park near it.
There are some members of the club that, depending on what tee box they're on, if we can flip that blank for live ammo and aim it in the right direction, you never know.
The joke,
a lot of fun.
The joke is we're going to point it towards Sudbury, so it doesn't look
perfect. Yeah. That's not nice. That's where I live. All right, so Dave, CJ and I assume we'll be on the, you know, 14th tee. What can we expect that day when we get there? We already know what we're going to be able to expect all hole when we're playing.
Yep.
We're going to get to see the Sherman tank. That'll be awesome. What else?
Yeah,
it sounds like it's going to be an awesome day.
From the day from the minute you arrive. So when you pull up to the driveway in Neshonoc, there's going to be two ladder trucks, fire trucks, one from Sudbury and one from Carlisle. And the ladders are going to be connected to the middle, and a huge American flag is going to be draped below. And then, you know, there'll be a sign across, "Welcome to the New England Folds of Honor Classic." And you literally drive right underneath that archway, if you will, of a huge American flag. The 600 yards or so to come on up to the clubhouse will be lined in American flags. The next thing that you're going to see is what I call the roving motorcycle gang, but the Massachusetts State Police Force in the motorcycle police force will be there, you know, in their bikes lining the street. And then right at the end of that will be the mounted patrol for the Massachusetts State Police. So expect two horses to be there, you know, as a presence as we enter. As you get closer to the roundabout and the practice green and the entry to the country club, that's where registration will happen. But the Massachusetts State Police pipes and drums will be there playing patriotic music and music to get us ready to go for the day. Registration's going to open about 8:30 that morning on June 10th. It's a Monday. It's the Monday just before Father's Day, just before that holiday weekend. And as you pull up then to registration, you drop off your bag if you have to, and then you'll head in for the breakfast. And, well, you can warm up from 8:30 to 9:30, and then 9:30, the Warrior Breakfast is going to begin. And what the Warrior Breakfast is going to be all about, it will start with a prayer. Monsignor Cuddy is coming out from Hanscom Air Force Base. Monsignor has been involved in the military for many years. He's been in the ring, if you will, where he's been part of a Marine Aviation Unit and Navy units, and understands, what great Americans have done in terms of stepping into the ring and in the face of battle, and to answer that call, for the rest of us. And so he's going to set the stage on what the day is all about, right? And set the tone through his words of what you can expect through the day. Once he's done with that invocation, then we're going to play a quick video for those that aren't as familiar with the Folds of Honor, from Dan Rooney from Noonan, again, to explain about the organization and why we're raising money and what this cause is for. And then from there, we'll go into the breakfast in the country club, and then our first keynote speaker is going to get a chance to speak. And his name is Alex McIntosh. Alex, a big part of the South Texas Houston chapter for Folds of Honor. And you're going to hear me talk a lot about the South Texas chapter, because they are really the ones that are guiding the way for us, setting the tone for Chad and I to make sure that, all our T's are crossed and I's are dotted. But they've been there and done this for many years. And Alex is a Gold Star father. Tragically, he lost his son, Scott, who was part of the 3rd ID on a routine patrol in Iraq. He was killed by a suicide bomber on 10 March 2008. Alex and his wife started a memorial tournament to memorialize his son before they became aware of Folds of Honor. And he raised a bunch of money, and he didn't know what to do with it, and came across Folds of Honor and called them up and said, "Hey, I've got a pot of money. Do you want it?" And to that day, the McIntosh Memorial is the foundational tournament for the South Texas chapter, and that's the tournament that Chad Wagner's been involved with for many years. But Alex and many others from the South Texas chapter are coming up to participate in our day and be a part of the fellowship and camaraderie and patriotism. Alex was also awarded by the Folds of Honor in 2016 with the Brock Buckland Award, Patriot Award. Brock Buckland is the individual that paid the ultimate sacrifice that had an impact on Dan Rooney's life when Dan Rooney, the founder of Folds of Honor, was coming home from his second tour in Iraq. He was on a commercial flight that carried the remains of Brock Buckland from Chicago to Michigan. I think it was Grand Rapids, Michigan. And his twin brother, Brad, was in first class. And when Noonan boarded the flight, he noticed a service corporal, right? Service member corporal sitting in first class. And, okay, that's strange. He's in, dress blue uniform. I wonder what's going on. And then when they landed, the captain said, "Hey, we've had the honor of bringing home a great American today to rest in peace. And I'd like you all to maintain your seats until the dignified transfer is complete." And that's the impact that had on Dan Rooney and what really formed the beginning of Folds of Honor. He felt that calling to start this national movement, and here we are with 36 chapters and 52,000 scholarships later. So really cool that Alex McIntosh is going to come up and kind of set the tone for the day and give his testimony. And I haven't heard Alex speak, but I'm told it's just unbelievable and fantastic. So that'll be how the day begins. Once we're done with breakfast, we'll move on out to the practice tee for the opening ceremonies. And pipes and drums will be playing again. We also have the fife and drums from the militiamen that will be there with their muskets as part of that, entertainment, if you will, as we move out to the flag for the opening ceremonies. From there, we'll go to the a presentation of colors. The Hanscom Honor Guard will be there, and the Devens Marine Corps Guard may may join us as well. But Hanscom at this point has committed to support our day. Monsignor Cuddy will provide another invocation there at that point. And I've asked him to set more of a solemn tone and a solemn mood there, because we're going to transition right to a roll call. What a roll call is a way in fighter squadrons we will honor those that have paid the ultimate sacrifice and are no longer with us. Those that we flew with and fought with, we memorialize the first Friday of every month, and we do a roll call in the fighter squadrons of those that again are no longer with us. And so we're going to do a roll call for the 18 great Americans that we plan to honor on the 18 holes for the day. And what that's going to sound like is it's going to be very quiet. We're looking to cap the participation at 30 foursomes. So the 120 players and our volunteers will be gathered around the flagpole. And what that will sound like is First Lieutenant Scott Scooter Milley, United States Army, killed in action 30 November 2010, Logar Province, Afghanistan.
Yeah, another family.
Yep, Sudbury, great, great family, but that's one of the great Americans that we're going to honor. And then there'll be a pause, right? And then we'll go through 17 more names, like Jake Eller, Paul Tracy, the Waltham police officer that was killed by a drunk driver just before the holidays. I haven't spoken to their family directly yet, but we're working on having that family to be there for another check presentation. For his wife Kristen and his daughter Danica and son Tyler, and then Moose Fontenot is another great American who's somebody that I went to the Air Force Academy with, and he flew F-15s out with the Barnes Air National Guard, and was killed on 27 August 2014 as he was ferrying an aircraft from Barnes to New Orleans, and he had an oxygen problem and was incapacitated in the airplane. But his wife, Kara, and his three kids still live in the area. So an example of the great Americans that we're planning to honor, and that's the folks that we'll call out through the roll call. Once the roll call is over, a bugler will immediately play taps once the 18th name is mentioned. And then right at the end of taps, the militiamen are going to fire a volley of their muskets as a gun salute, depending on how many muskets we can get from the volunteers. So it'll be an incredible moving, few minutes there as we go through the roll call and those events. Once that's done, we'll go into the national anthem. We live in New England, so we're going to play the anthem out of a bagpipe. And once the bagpipe is over, we have a World War II aircraft lined up from the Collins Foundation that's going to do a flyby for us.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, I was thinking that's basically June 10th is just after the 80th anniversary of D-Day.
Yep.
So that's going to be cool. So the Sherman tank, and that's going to be really cool.
It is.
I don't think I'm going to play golf that day, CJ. I'm going to be too emotional.
I'm definitely going to be wearing sunglasses because I will not keep a dry eye.
So you mentioned, Dave, limiting to 30 foursomes. Once this podcast hits, you're going to be full.
I hope so. That's
pretty much, I know this membership at this club, much less to people who listen otherwise, and it's going to happen pretty quickly. So I guess what we should talk right now about, how do people sign up and how do they get in the front of the line, because this is going to go down pretty quickly.
Yeah, absolutely. So we've sent out a pretty steady volley of correspondence from Neshotic to the immediate community. If you're not a Neshotic member and you need information, then you can contact myself or Chad Wagner.
So we may do, there's one problem with sending emails through the Neshotic system is most people don't read them.
That's right.
Because they just get too much.
They go to
spam or
promotions tab automatically in Gmail.
Yeah.
So I think some people don't get them at all.
Yeah. But we can start, we have, as you know, because you've been getting emails as part of the tournament, we have, we're not supposed to use them for marketing for most, but this is different. And if anybody has a problem with it, they can come talk to me.
Yeah.
But we'll put it out. But more importantly, on the podcast where we put a description, I assume there's a link.
We can put the links.
There is.
And so, can you sign up for the tournament on the link?
You can. So it's through the One Cause website. And when you actually get there, you'll, onto the website, you go to the upper right-hand corner, it says Get Tickets. It's a big button you can click. And that'll take you to our levels of what we call sponsorships. And there's multiple levels. So we are you know, if anybody's listening out there and they want to get involved with us for many years to come, or you're part of an organization that is interested in helping, we are still looking for our title sponsor, what we're calling the Medal of Honor sponsorship, and that's at the $25,000 level. What that allows for is the entry for three foursomes, and then your company logo and name will be printed out throughout you know, all of our brochures and banners, T-box sponsorship signs, access to the breakfast program and the awards dinner, and then each player there's a swag package that's kind of our premier swag package, if you will. But things like you know, Folds of Honor pullovers, like the one I have on, Peter Millar golf polos, Titleist Folds of Honor hat, you know, Folds of Honor monogram Pro V1s, Folds of Honor lapel pin, Folds of Honor Yeti cups, Yeti soft cooler, and then an event Folds of Honor umbrella. Again, that's the Medal of Honor sponsorship at $25,000. We also have the Distinguished Service Cross sponsors as a presenting sponsor at $20,000. And that is just about everything that you heard from the Medal of Honor sponsorship, but is only entry for two foursomes. The next opportunity is what we call the Silver Star Hole Sponsor. And we still are looking for a few hole sponsors. That's at the $10,000 level. That's entry for one foursome. And then a little bit of a reduced swag package, if you will, and we'll go through the whole thing. And then for the foursomes that are just looking to enter to play, is the Distinguished Flying Cross sponsor, and that's $5,000 for a foursome. No marketing or advertisement associated with that, but entry for four into all the day's events plus a swag package. And then if you're an individual player, you don't have a foursome, it's $1,500. Again, for the majority of the stuff that I mentioned.
So you will take individuals and pair them as need be.
We will.
But it would probably be much more advantageous to get sponsors.
Absolutely.
And fill the foursomes that
Absolutely.
Way. So do you already have, I mean, like of the 30 that are available, how many are already sold?
I could say we're pretty close to being
sold out.
Yeah, we're not there yet, and we have some ideas of things we can do to.
Are we in, CJ?
Yes.
Okay.
Just to prove to you how easy that was, during the last 20 seconds, I finalized.
You signed in
four clicks.
So if the Shattuck members want to play, they better get on
that's
this
right.
quickly.
That's right. You know, we've
and if again, they have if they belong to companies that are. Known to be veteran supporters or whatever, they better jump on.
Yeah, and I'll give you an idea of the sponsors that we have here.
Yes,
just before I do, though, one other way to get involved. Well, I'll get to that in a second. There's other ways to get involved outside of just playing golf or being a sponsor. But if you do want to participate in the Warrior Breakfast and the awards dinner, so it's $500 for those tickets per person. And I think just hearing the guest speakers that we have lined up is well worth your time. The
$500 gets you breakfast and dinner, all the events outside of playing golf.
That's correct. Absolutely.
That seems reasonable.
Well, and the guest speaker, the keynote speaker we have as part of the reception and dinner event is a gentleman named Greg Stubbe, who's a Special Forces Green Beret medic. And again, I haven't heard him speak. He's been on the stage. He shared the stage with Dan Rooney at very large events in the past. He's supported Folds of Honor for many years. And I'm told we will cry, we will laugh, and then when he's done, we'll look for a wall to run through because we're going to feel such a strong sense of patriotism.
Awesome.
The band Dalton and the Sheriffs, if any of you are familiar with Dalton and the Sheriffs, but they play the House of Blues and the New England circuit.
You're better at music than me.
Yeah, so they're going to be playing.
Sounds
so when
great.
You
cool.
finish golf at 4 p.m., that's what you're going to hear when you walk in. We're having a three other ways to get involved. And when, why don't I go through that? Because that'll take me into the raffle and auction. But the first way to get involved, obviously, is to be a sponsor in one way or another. The second is to be a player or a participant. Again, at the $5,000 level or $1,500 level as an individual. Joining us for the reception and the breakfast, like I alluded to hear our speakers and to be part of those ceremonial check presentations to show that immediate impact to our community. For the great Americans that have recently are no longer with us, and the families that have recently experienced that tragedy. We're still looking for auction and raffle items. We have a live auction lined up as part of the reception events. In that live auction will be bigger ticket items, so things like heading out to American Dunes in Grand Haven, Michigan. That's the course that Dan Rooney established with Jack Nicklaus, taking a foursome up there. Sending a foursome out to Owosso, Oklahoma to the Patriot, which is the Folds of Honor national home course. We have a Red Sox package for monster seats, green monster seats. That includes a tour of Fenway, and then to be on the field for batting practice, as well as a message on the board. And then a silent auction. The silent auction is going to go live about 2 weeks prior to the event start. And a myriad of things that are in the silent auction, other courses in the area like TPC Boston, Essex Country Club at Manchester by the Sea, a summer getaway to Steamboat Springs, a Bobby Orr signed jersey, things of that nature. But if you have other auction items that you have access to things like that that can help make an impact, we would be honored to have you participate in that fashion. And then also we have a raffle, and there's 13 folds of the flag. So there's going to be 13 raffle items. And when you show up that day, you have the opportunity to buy raffle tickets for $100. In essence, you stick your arms out side to side, and your wingspan is the amount of raffle tickets you get. So I'm encouraging every team to go find a 7-footer.
Which Eric Rickenbach will be fine.
Or Tommy Reedy.
We just walked in.
That'll be your raffle tickets, and then we'll do the raffle just before the guest speaker in the evening. And then we'll do those check presentations, and then we'll go right into the silent auction with an auctioneer. So that'll be a little bit of entertainment.
Right. Love a good live auctioneer.
We'll offer a guest appearance on a highly rated podcast.
I have a question for you.
Absolutely.
So Scott and I both we're not military, but we have close family members who have been military. For someone out there who is interested in this, but maybe feels kind of like outside that community, do you have any examples of people like that who've participated and had related to their experiences to you guys?
Yeah. I was at an event, maybe this will help, about 2 weeks ago with the Boston chapter. And they had a gentleman come out from Harvard, believe it or not. He's a med student in Pittsburgh, but he's doing some coursework in Harvard. And he told the story about the impact that Folds of Honor has had, on him. His father was in the Marine Corps, and I'm telling the story off the cuff, by the way, as I've only heard it once. But he was working his way through medical school in the Pittsburgh area, working, I think he said, 3 jobs just to raise enough money. And the Folds of Honor scholarship freed up the time for him by taking, a couple of those jobs off of his plate in terms of time available and the burden that he was, experiencing to just make ends meet, which allowed him then the opportunity to apply for this Harvard fellowship or scholarship where he is now for those few months. So, impact story. I think you were more talking of folks that have never been around Folds of Honor before. That's really what this day is all about. If you think you want to be a part of something very special, if you just want to come experience and understand further what this is all about, I promise you're going to walk away a true believer and want to do everything you can to try to give back, moving forward with the events that we'll do in Folds of Honor, from this point forward. And that is a big part of what we're trying to do is our second and third goal. We had a monetary goal that we wanted to achieve with this first event. And then our second and third goals were to create awareness of Folds of Honor in the New England area and then work our way towards chaptership so we can have a permanent presence here in the New England area.
Cool.
Awesome. Anything else, CJ?
No, I think...
10 June 2024.
That's right.
It's going to be a big day in the shop.
We'll be there with our winner of the fourth spot.
I expect I'll have my Folds of Honor swag, my shirt on by then.
Yeah, we'll get it. I'm going to wear it. It says you'll see in the registration confirmation that I sent that we're getting really good swag.
Nice. And do you hope, Dave, that this will be an annual thing at Neshadak, or will you move around?
Great question. Neshadak has been absolutely fantastic to us, and you know, one last thing I'd like to mention is the one last way to get involved is to become a volunteer. And so, if you're interested in volunteering, you know, we need people to help set up, to run registration, to honor our heroes on each one of the holes that I mentioned before. So to tell those stories, beverage refreshments, and then we do need folks to be escorts of our DVs. So people, you know, that will be there for the two families that we plan to honor. And then our guest speakers. Our guest speakers are going to be out and about all day long. They want to participate in the fellowship and the camaraderie. Alex is actually going to play, but Greg Stubbe is going to be there to get to know everybody. And I would expect, you know, you asked a question about, you know, how to, if I haven't had experience, well, I guarantee you're going to have a conversation with a gentleman named Greg Stubbe, and that's going to have a lasting impact on you as well.
So if we have volunteers, because I can already think of some, then we'll just contact you and let you know.
Absolutely. And okay. And you know, that $500 tickets for breakfast and dinner and reception was really you know, to attract our spouses that aren't going to participate in the golf,
sure,
to come be you know, part of the day as
yep.
well.
That's excellent.
If I could too, then just
sure.
one last thing to mention is I'd like to highlight our sponsors that we have, you know, to this point in time as well. And so Anheuser-Busch is going to be there to provide product.
Will there be Bud Light on the course?
Yeah, well, Budweiser and Bud Light, but they're going to be in especially Mark Folds of Honor Tall Boy bottles.
Oh, that'll suck.
Scott's trying to buy four tickets now. He's trying to be his own foursome.
You know, the head pro just walked in and he's smirking over there. Well, what's going on with that, Brian?
So, but Tito's has generously joined us as well.
Oh, my
And
God.
There may or may not be a piece of Tito's in the swag bags as well. And then,
my goodness.
Additionally, though, there'll be a Bloody Mary bar on one of the holes. We'll probably set that up on 9, so you get access from it from 1 and 17, as well as hole 9.
Scott is tearing up.
I'm already emotional.
Scientific Systems has joined us, the Morse family. The Sample family has generously joined us. I haven't mentioned this yet, but Colonial Chevrolet has an LT1 convertible white Camaro that's going to be parked on 17.
17, yep.
We're setting it up for about 165 for males and about 135 for females. And the whole one's going to walk away with that Camaro.
Nice.
For the day. But that's... Nice. That's a benefit of, or generously donated by the Colonial Chevrolet.
By the way, we should have led with this because this thing is, it's going to be sold out anyway.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Autonodyne, Draper Labs, the Boston Red Sox Foundation, Dunkin' Donuts, and Chick-fil-A have generously joined to take care of our volunteers throughout the day. So,
great.
Appreciate that opportunity to recognize them.
Wow. Yeah. Dave, this sounds awesome. We're looking forward to it.
Well, thank you and congratulations for putting together an amazing event and expanding it up here. I think you and Chad deserve a good round of golf clap for expanding this venture, for making this accessible for people up here. And you know, we live right here next to Hanscom Air Force Base.
Right.
I think it's a good thing for us to get this going up here, and that's great. So good on you.
Yeah, I appreciate the opportunity to you know, talk a little bit about it. And I wish Chad and I could take the credit. We've had a committee of great Americans that have been completely devoted to this for about 18 months, and the way Neshadak has bent over backwards to help us, and you know, Brian and Chris and Tammy and Sandra to put this on. It's going to be absolutely fantastic, but couldn't happen without Neshadak's support. And really, you know, Scott, to answer your question, our goal is to move from spot to spot for about the next 5 years. So at year 6, you can expect us to come back to Neshadak.
Yep.
We already have it lined up to do something at the Triple C next year. And then after we move on from Concord Country Club, we're in discussions with the International out west. They have 36 holes where we can expand the field to an even bigger audience for a bigger event.
So, and that's awesome. And just FYI, there is no member at the Country Club that has a million podcast listeners like CJ and I do. So we're going to have to travel with you no matter where you go.
I love it.
All right.
Let's do it.
Dave, thank you very much.
Appreciate the time, guys.
Thank you so much. You got it.